Before the game, no one's really fancied us coming here. And then again, we go from what seems to be, you know, a strong position. We started the game really well and took the game to them. And then we concede a poor goal and kind of knocked us a little bit. But good again from the players. Obviously, them going to 10 men helped. And, you know, all we said at half-time was be patient, move the ball around. And then once we're in those areas, let's get some crosses in. And it was a great goal to get us back in the game. And then I have to say we had two really good opportunities to make it 2-1, didn't take it. And against this opposition and these players, you have to, because they've always got something, even with 10 men. They've always got some quality that can hurt you.
What disappointed you about the defending of the opener?
Just that we were kind of had possession on the edge of their box, lost it, and then there was some play around our box. I have to say as well, he's offside. When the ball's played through him, not the first one, but the setup is he's offside, but we don't get it. But even before that, we should have done better with it.
How high a quality of finish was Carl Holler's equaliser in your view?
I think the finish was top class, but we've seen him do it before, and I've got to say the cross was equally as good. And, you know, we have seen him do it before, and we know he's got it in his locker. He just needs the ammo to get on the end of it. And, you know, we're trying really hard to get those crosses and those deliveries into him. It's both him and Leon.
What did you make of your side's performance today?
Yeah, I thought we were okay. And, you know, everybody say 10 men for an hour, but they kind of went a lot deeper, put eight behind the ball, and it becomes more difficult. And we ground out some chances and had two pretty clear-cut ones. Barch is a clear-cut chance, and you think 2-1, then they've got to come out and gives us an opportunity to make it 3-1, but we didn't take it. And then, I have to be honest, you know, they had some chances. And if I'm going to... I would expect them to. They've got some top-quality players. And probably both managers will be thinking, yeah, we'll take a point, but could have both be thinking it could have been three.
Has Andy Bartram given you something to think about for Tuesday now?
Absolutely. We asked him to come and make a difference. And when he goes on the pitch, you know, be an impact. And he did that. So delighted with him.
Positives from the game. Paul Reid's got his first game of the season. Was he always going to play today for you? Because I know that you had a behind-closed-doors game, didn't you, earlier on this
week,
that he didn't play. So were you sweating a bit on him?
I was until Thursday, and he trained on Thursday. And it wasn't a bad problem with his calf, but we didn't want to risk it in the game because, obviously, this is the bigger picture. And he trained on Thursday, and he was excellent in training. And then we knew that he's definitely going to play.
How did you think he did today?
Yeah, I thought he was really good again. And, you know, he brings some qualities, aggression and leadership. And yeah, delighted with him and delighted that he got through the 90 minutes.
When you see a performance like that and you think you've got David Murphy waiting in the wings to come back from suspension, does that give you more hope for the future?
I don't need any more hope for the future. I know we're going to be okay. And, you know, the players are working really hard and everybody else is working really hard to turn this around. And, you know, two unbeaten against Brentford and Swindon, I'm confident that we're going to turn it around. And I have to say, it's great. You know, the supporters today were fantastic. They stayed till the end and clapped the players off. And I'm glad the players gave them something to clap.
How pleasing was it for you to see Michael Collins put the near 14-month injury nightmare behind him today?
Yeah, delighted. And nobody... Well, to be honest, I've never seen anybody work as hard, you know, having a long injury. And we felt that it was just important that he gets a taste. We don't want him to come and be on the bench. We want him to come and be an impact for us. And when we had the opportunity to put him on the pitch, yeah, we were all determined to get him on. He did really well in the reserve game the other day and didn't look like he'd been out a year. And today when he got on, he looked full of energy and life again.
No Chris Sedgwick in the squad today. Is he still with you?
No, he's been ill. He's been ill all week. So, yeah, we left him at home.
OK. Fans will look at this and think 1-1, we still haven't scored two goals in a league game. What would you say to them? When are you going to arrest that sort of situation?
We want to arrest it straight away. And it's not as if, you know, we're not creating chances. We've had two or three good chances to make it two goals and we just haven't taken it. But, you know, you persist, keep being persistent and keep being positive and it will come because we've got some quality in the team, especially at the top end, and it's just a matter of time before we score that second goal.
Final question off you. I've seen you linked with Ryan Lowe again this week. Is there anything in that?
Not really, no. No, not really.